to Resounds, Arts and Culture on the High Plains. I'm Corby Skinner.
And I'm Anna Page. And we're sharing stories of creative people who live and work in the Intermountain West. More than 20 songwriters from across the country come together June 20th through 22nd for the 4th annual Red Lodge Songwriter Festival. The event brings fans of great songwriting and musicians from across Montana as well as the U.S. and Canada to Red Lodge each summer. Shows take place throughout the day at 8 venues across the small mountain town. Event co-founder and director Mike Booth and songwriter Jessica Eve, who's participated in the festival for the past 3 years, discuss this emerging event. Billings guitarist, singer, and songwriter Jessica Eve has just returned to Montana from a national tour in support of her first full-length album with a band called Next Train Home. It was recorded earlier this year at Exposition Studios in L.A. In 2018, Jessica was named Female Vocalist of the Year by the Magic City Music Awards, and she's going to be on stage this summer in plenty of places, including the Red Lodge Songwriter Festival. Jessica, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
So glad to have you here. And just right off this tour that took you across the country, how did it go?
I put a lot of miles on my van, and I met some amazing people, had some really great shows. It was a great experience.
Now, this new album that you've recorded, Next Train Home, you recorded it with a friend of yours, Chad McKinsey. You guys grew up together, went to elementary school at Huntley Project, and both went to Montana State University Billings.
Yes. We have known each other since third grade, and he has been out in LA for about 10 years now at Exposition Studios, and invited me out to record this album, and I've been holding off, and I finally just decided, let's do it.
Yeah. What was it like working with someone that you were so familiar with?
I couldn't have asked for someone better to work on this first album with me. He knows me so well, and he could tell me in a nice way when I needed to calm down and just keep me level-headed through the whole process. And yeah, it was incredible to work with him and everybody else at Exposition Studios as well. I just felt like I was at home and a part of the family there.
Yeah, and you can really hear it on the album. You know, the songs just have this warmth and this growth that we've seen in your songwriting. I mean, you've been playing since you were young. You first started playing at open mics?
Yes, my very first show in Billings was a full moon night at McKenzie River Pizza in the Heights.
Oh, right on.
I was a waitress there, and I asked my boss if I could do one of the full moon nights, and Trevor Krieger sat in and played fiddle with me. It was incredible, and then I just kept going from there. Open mics at the garage and just everywhere, anywhere I could play.
Yeah, and then you formed the Jaded Ladies, which is my favorite band name ever. What a great group that was.
Yes, I was so lucky to play with all of those musicians, and Becky Sappington was the other Jaded Lady, and then we played with so many other wonderful musicians throughout that time. It was a blast.
And so what made you want to go from, you know, open mics, rocking in a band to solo act, you know, bring your music to the forefront, but really in a way that I think has shown a lot of growth, but also it must be a lot of vulnerability. It's just you.
Yeah. So I've just been focusing on my songwriting, and being solo, you have a better platform to play the more singer-songwriter shows. I like to write about just my life and my past experiences and being on the road. And traveling alone has been a challenge, but amazing at the same time. I just meet so many new people and get so many new stories and experiences from that.
And I'm sure that it, like you said, shows up in your songs. We can sort of hear it in, mm-hmm. in your music and these lyrics that you have. A new song that we're going to debut here on YPR. I'm really excited to hear this song that you just wrote. You were telling me it came to you when you were driving.
Yeah, I lost cell phone service in Wyoming, and I had this idea in my head, and I just started writing it. And by the time I got to Nebraska, it was done. So,
well, let's take a listen. This is called Over and Over.
one more last song. One more, what could go wrong? Over and over, mile after mile, love song after love song, night after night, mistakes were made. Lies were told, my heart's on the line, the story's getting old, and I'm losing strength to hold on to this masquerade you're putting me. Over and over, mile after mile, love song after love song, night after night, see it on my face, my heavy heart, I best not complain. Touched my hand and looked me in the eye. Then you went home with her, and I'm alone tonight. Over and over, mile after mile, love song after love song. Over and over.
So this new album that you released, Next Train Home, came out end of March. You recorded it in Billings and LA, so you were bringing musicians to your songs, some that you've known for a very long time, some that you were just newly working with. And you've told me that it was like bringing a whole new life to your music. What was that process like?
Well, I had all these people in mind to play, and I had decided that I really wanted to have pedal steel on this album. I got a hold of Brian Wettstein, and he took the songs and listened to them and sent it back to me while I was in LA, and that just brought a whole new life to the album, and I loved every second of everything he played. He was incredible.
Yeah, the pedal steel. It's the electric teardrop. Mm-hmm. It's a gorgeous instrument.
And we kind of built off of that feel once he sent that. I mean, we had a lot of the bones in and everything done with the songs, but for a couple of those songs, yeah, he really shaped them into what they are.
And we talked a bit about where your songwriting comes from, obviously things that you're experiencing. What are some of the songs on the new album, and where did they come from?
Well, the very first song on the album is called Driver's Seat.
And so obviously from the car. I sense a theme here.
Yes. I wrote a lot of these songs in the car. It's just where my head is clear and I really think about what I'm doing. And so I wrote that one while I was driving to LA, added a couple things in there, and driving down to Colorado, and just the experience of being in a car and knowing that your family and your life back at home is still happening. And then some of them are about people I've lost in my life. One I wrote for my dad, who passed away 11 years ago. And some of them are just kind of about becoming who I am and learning more about myself as I continue this journey.
I've been searching tirelessly, to be in my younger days. Life was easy, oh, I was on my way.
Jessica, you've participated in the Red Lodge Songwriter Festival for the past 3 years. It's been going on for four. And I'm curious what you've seen from this event as it's evolved. It started, you know, with good intentions and a handful of people, and it seems to be really growing in Red Lodge.
Yeah, the songwriter world in general, I think, has been growing, and people are becoming more aware of the fact that there are people behind the scenes that contribute to the songs you hear on the radio, and even just finding new artists who are more songwriter oriented, and the words really get to you when you listen to their songs. And being a part of this festival, I have grown to love songwriters more and more. And it's just an incredible opportunity to get to sing your songs and have people in an environment where they just listen and hear the words and get to know you as an artist and learn a lot about songwriting and the people doing it. I had the opportunity to sing with James Dean Hicks on one of his songs that he's written. He's a Nashville songwriter. I got to sing on the stage at the Roman Theater with him, and it was just a highlight of my career, actually.
What a cool experience.
Yeah, and just the people there are amazing, and it's just a community of like-minded people who love music and love what they do and want to come together.
Yeah, and I know James will be back along with Costas, who's an area favorite, and many other songwriters. I think there's more than 20 coming from across the country, and there's also an up-and-coming songwriter competition, and you participated in that in the past as well.
I did. The last 2 years I did, and this last year, my song Next Train Home plays third, and that meant that I got to sing next to Costas at the park. I mean, there's so many amazing opportunities when you're there, and he's one of my absolute idols. Wonderful songwriter, wonderful man, fun to listen to and be around. Yeah, that competition is it's great to get your songs out there and get some feedback on what you're doing, and you can learn what you want to do and what you don't want to do, and just kind of get a new perspective.
Well, I'm excited to see you on the stage, see who will be coming together this time. Again, that festival is taking place June 20th through 22nd in Red Lodge at all kinds of venues across the town. So make sure to put that on your calendars. Jessica, what a joy to have you in the studio. I am so thankful for your time and to hear your new album. It's got great tracks on it. Just really enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
In the studio with me today is Mike Booth, who has a fascinating new project that's going on in Red Lodge, Montana this summer. Mike, tell us about the project. I think there's a lot of our listeners that don't know about a really fun thing that's going to be happening this summer.
Well, Corby, thanks for having me here today. When I got involved in this in 2016, I had no idea, or most of the people that came to the first festival had no idea what a songwriter festival was. When multiple songwriters are on a stage together and they swap songs and stories, it's just an amazing thing. Creativity and talent and music that all comes together over 3 days in Red Lodge this year, from June 20th through the 22nd.
I was investigating the Songwriter Festival, and I couldn't get off the website. because you can go to the website. And tell me what the website is exactly.
RedLodgeSongwriterFest.org.
RedLodgeSongwriterFest.org. So when you go there, you can sort of investigate what's happening, how to get tickets. But the most fun is you can go to the previous finalists and hear all their songs from the past years.
So in addition to the talent that we bring in for the paid shows, we have a songwriting contest. This will be the third year of our contest, and we accept 100 submissions. We cut that down to 20, and those 20 finalists come to play live in front of our Nashville Hit Songwriters on Saturday at the Roman Theater. And then the finalist, they get to open the show that night for the Nashville Songwriters, and then they're invited back next year in 2020 to play as a paid songwriter.
So when you say you only take 100, people need to turn their applications in or send in the recordings?
We open that up right after the first of the year, and we certainly suggest early. And chances are it could be full, but if you got a song, if you have something that people should hear, give us a shout or send us an email, and maybe we can get into that last couple spots.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Who picks the top 20? That must be a lot of work, having 100 applicants and you're only going to take 20.
The top 20 is a panel of three judges. They are a local music professional from Red Lodge. It is a music industry professional from Nashville, a guy originally from Red Lodge by named Jim Yelich, and then one of our Nashville Hit songwriters, James Dean Hicks.
So those 20 people are notified?
They'll be notified on June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the contest cuts off June 1st, so by the time this airs, it will be over. So they're notified on June 1st that they are one of the finalists, so they can make plans to be in Red Lodge. And we have submissions this year. We have probably 10 from people from Nashville. I got one this morning from Oklahoma. So people are planning to travel to be part of this contest.
What's the percentage of people from our listening audience?
From a participatory, I would say probably 20%.
Mm-hmm.
Rest come from all over Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, some South Dakota. The fan base is probably 85% Wyoming and Montana. Mm-hmm.
More than just the Songwriter Festival for the songwriters, people can go to this, and it's 3 days. There's a very good schedule on your website. But the other thing that I was interested in is you do workshops.
We do a master class, and that master class this year is Thursday, June 19th, and Friday, June 20th. It is taught by James Dean Hicks, who is a Nashville Hit songwriter and a teacher for the National Songwriting Association, and Chad Okrish, who's a university professor at Montana Tech University and also a very accomplished songwriter. So those two, we limit that participation to 25 students, and they spend most of 2 days honing their skill, learning little tips and crafts to make themselves better songwriters.
I can just imagine the streets of Red Lodge. There must be every person walking down the street with a guitar on their back.
I mean, we're not quite there, but that is my dream. My dream is that we fill the streets with guitars and every park bench has just a spontaneous show going on with songwriters playing their songs and sharing their talents. And we've grown this a lot in the last 4 years, and we just want to continue to make it a world-class festival for music and creativity.
Well, already there are all kinds of venues in Red Lodge. Again, when you look at the website, you can find out where things are going, and they're at theaters, at bars, at restaurants all over town in Red Lodge.
This year we'll start at 11 o'clock in the morning at a place called Honey's Cafe, and we will do shows almost on the hour throughout the day at 8 different venues. And these are what we call our rising stars, and they're songwriters that are coming from all over, mostly the Western U.S. And I'm as excited about these rising stars this year as I am the Nashville folks. And they play in a three-person round, so there'll be three person on the stage, and they'll swap songs and stories. And Then at night, then the Nashville hit songwriters, which we categorize them, they'll play at the Roman Theater one night, they play at a place called Bone Daddy's another night, and then they play at a large football field the last night. And those are all ticketed shows. Those are in range from $35 to $100. But the Rising Star shows are $5 for a pass to get into all the shows all day.
You know what? That sounds so much fun. Because you don't know what you're getting. You're going to a little cafe or a bar or a restaurant, and there are three people trying to make their life as a songwriter. That must be a lot of fun.
To me, that is the most fun of the whole festival. Is the talent is incredible. Most of them are, you know, somewhere between mid-30s and mid-20s. They're trying to make their life as a professional songwriter or performer, as you say. And, you know, they're with two or three other songwriters that are very good and talented as well. So they want to make sure they're good, too. And it's not that they're competitive with each other, but they know, I don't want to suck because this person next to me is really good.
Right. And then who are the singer-songwriters from Nashville that you bring in this year?
So in order to be on our big stage, our Nashville stage, you have to have written at least one number one hit. Most of our songwriters have written multiple hits. Everybody from Brett Jones, who has written hits for Jason Aldean and many, many others, James Dean Hicks, Karen Staley, Rob Crosby, Will Robinson, Montana's own Costas.
I love Costas.
Oh, man. You
what
and
a
me
great
both.
Man.
What a great, not only a great man, but just an amazing songwriter. And then the last one is actually a Billings, Montana native by the name of John Pierce.
All of those people are going to be coming this year?
They will all be there together. Yep.
How exciting. So, Mike, this is the fourth year for the Songwriter Festival. Tell us about some of the people that were finalists or that have won in the past year, and has their careers grown from then?
So the first contest winner was a lady named Michelle Rivers, who's from up in the Flathead area, and she continues to work as a professional musician. She has started a family, so she's not spending as much time on the road. I don't know if their careers have blossomed because of the winning our contest, although I do think as the festival grows and the notoriety of the festival continues to grow, have being a finalist or having that winner recognition will mean something, and we're slowly getting to that point.
Well, also, it doesn't mean that you have to be a singer-songwriter for your career. If you have a great song that you've done and it's only one song, you can still submit it, right?
You can certainly submit it. And last year we had a young lady that submitted a song. She was not a career musician, and she was second. And so she got to open in front of the Nashville songwriters, and it was great. And it was maybe one of the first times she's ever been on a big stage in front of 500-600 people, and she was obviously nervous, but she did a great job. And
I can understand being a singer-songwriter does not mean that you're necessarily a performer.
And most of these songwriters, the great thing about them is, number one, they're just down-to-earth people, and their skill is writing songs. They aren't performers. They don't have the big heads. They're not worried about their next gig. Mm-hmm. And their job is to write songs for Faith Hill or Jason Aldean or many of the other country music stars that exist today.
When I think about the country stars today, there's not a lot of people that are writing their own songs. I mean, the days of Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash and even Dolly Parton writing all of their own music. But a lot of the stars today that have fabulous voices or great stage personalities are not necessarily songwriters.
Very few of them actually are songwriters. And in many cases, when you see their name on the credits for being a songwriter or co-writing that song, they added very little to that song. But it's part of the game, if you will. And I think when you talk to these folks about country music today, one of the criticisms is it's not true to its roots. There's a kind of a popular sound that they're trying to reproduce, and they're trying to find the next Kenny Chesney or Miranda Lambert, and so that sound goes with it. And there a lot of great talent and a lot of great music is being overlooked because the radios aren't necessarily playing that.
This sounds like so much fun. I am going to be in Red Lodge for those 3 days for the Red Lodge Singer-Songwriter. What do you call it? A festival?
We call it a festival. And it's like I said, it's now pretty much 3 solid days of music.
Mike, thank you for being with us. We'll see you in Red Lodge. Thank you, Mike Booth.
Thank you, Corby.
Resounds, Arts and Culture on the High Plains is produced by Corby Skinner, Anna Page, and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music by Alex Naumann. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Resounds is available at ypradio.org.